Jason Simmons. Test Bub. Sif Bass and Gimbal and to really the end of the Perrick. We're talking about what happens if your tallest tears and a corner or two corners get teared right off from the other one. So you're like, I'll show you the first picture so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Looks something like, the first picture it looks like that. So you got three corners from one and the fourth one from a different bag end. Okay, we're gonna have these kinds of cases, ripped off, ripped in half, that kind of stuff. So, we'll just do it slow inside, I think, I hope. Yeah, just remember one thing. The thing you have to remember is that when it comes to, we had this problem of ta'ase velo mina asui, that it says gedilim ta'ase lecha, you have to make gedilim, you know, these tassels, but it says ta'ase, you shall make them, which means they can't already be pre-made, meaning when the beged turns into a bar chiyuvo, and turns into a beged that needs to have tzitzis, there can't already be tzitzis there. It has to be first a four-corner garment requiring tzitzis, and then the tzitzis being attached. Okay? So now what we're going to talk about is what happens if, let's say, for example, one of the four corners rips off. Okay? You want to reattach it back again. So we're going to... After all four have been attached, everything's kosher, and your regular talus gets torn, and the whole corner gets ripped off. So, if the beged turns into a three-corner beged, let's say the tear is a circular tear. So then your main talus now is, at that minute, is putzer from tzitzis. So that's a non-starter. Of course, reattaching the fourth corner will be tassel b'lumen asui, because you have a garment that's putzer from tzitzis. Only becomes chayv when you attach the fabric. When you attach the fabric, it's got a tzitzis attached already. That's for sure no good, right? That's something like this kind of thing.
You have to take off all the tzitzis.
That's right. So this is exactly. So this for sure is going to be a non-starter. Because so this three-cornered baguette is putter from tzitzis. So reattach it there, it's no good. Because when it was born into a tzitzis, that needs tzitzis, but born into a baguette that needs tzitzis, it had the tzitzis already attached. So that's for sure mina asui. It's pre-made and not a filament of tasa. Make for yourself. The question is going to be, what happens if it didn't lose its status? So for example, let's talk about this case. This is a simple case here. You have a kosher talus that breaks in half. I'm going to reattach it. So is that still considered tasa v'lomina asa, or is that okay? Because it's the same beged with the same pieces, and when they were attached kosherly. So what you're doing is reconstituting that old beged that was set up kosher or not.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, the difference, the conceptual difference is, at this minute, both of these halves are five in tzitzis, for starters.
Four corners.
Right? And this one isn't. There are other possible subtleties. But let's say, I'll make the most extreme cases. The extreme case is, these are five in tzitzis, and these aren't five in tzitzis. So this is putting two halves that aren't chayv to make a whole. These are putting two holes that are chayv together. Okay? Now, the first case is a variant of that, which is, you had a four-corner garment, this actually is a five-corner garment, in truth, right? One, two, three, then four, five, the four is attached, chayv and tzitzis. Can you attach another fabric to the corner from a different, or from the same? Okay, that will be our topic for a second. The answer is going to be, from a different one, it's no good, for a whole different reason. Like this picture here, this is no good, we'll see inside, because of a separate drasha, which is that when you put your tzitzis, you should put your tzitzis on as strings attaching to them, not as a corner attaching to it. That's the drasha, I guess. So that'll be no good. Because you can't take prefab corners and attach them to new garments. That won't be good. The first issue of our sif today is, what happens if, not this picture exactly, where it's the same, it's back to something in the middle. Something like this, where it's its own garment, but it was left as a square. So you have a kosher tzitzis, which loses a corner, so that's in two parts. This main piece is still chayv in tzitzis. And what you want to attach on is the old piece again. Is that a problem? Because you could say that's not really tasav lumina asli, because when you put the pieces on, they're all kosher, and it was a four-corner garment, five in tzitzis. And now you're just reconstructing what you had before. You're putting it back together again. And you're not in violation of that second drasha of when you attach your tzitzit strings, it should be to an existing, it should be to a, as strings in order to a piece of fabric with a string on it. Because when you put this thing on, when you put this thing together, taka was strings and not an existing fabric. So that's the question. You see, this is going to be a thorny, tricky topic here. Tasa, yeah?
You bind a talis with the tzitzis on it already. You're not making it.
That's true, but when it was made by its owner at the time, it was made in a proper way.
The owner has workers. The person who's putting on the tzitzis does not own the bagel.
That's okay, because they're acting as agents, assuming they're kosher agents. Remember, like, as like they're Jewish and they're men, if you need to say men. Indeed, but it's okay. You can have someone else do it for you. We said, as long as it's a, let's say, an adult male Jew is fine. Okay? You're having someone else do it for you. Yeah, you're having someone doing it for you. That's okay. You've made it done. That's okay.
If you have that bag of ready-made stitches, if you don't put it on, it doesn't really need stitches.
True.
You buy that and you put it in your closet. So now when you're putting it on, it has its stitches on already. It's like you're putting it on. Now it's including the stitches, but the stitches is on there before.
Well, you see, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that you need to make sure that I think it's something like this. The mitzvah is when you put on a four-corner garment, you have to make sure that it has tzitzis on it. Like the formulation? So, there are rules. The tzitzis have to be kosher tzitzis, but doesn't mean that you have to be the one to put the tzitzis on. That's a good way of putting it. I hope that's strictly accurate. When you wear a four-corner garment, you have to make sure, you have a tzivui, to have it be one that has tzitzis on it. Okay? So it remains a mitzvah on the gavra. It's a mitzvah on the person, not a mitzvah on the garment. You're responsible to make sure your tzitzis, your beged has tzitzis on it. But you don't have to be the one to put the tzitzis on it. Okay? Yeah. Now we'll take it slow. This is taka tricky. But just, okay, well, we'll go piece by piece, line by line. Hopefully I can do it myself. It's mamish. Okay, here we go. So siv base. Enu yachol likach hakanaf kamo shehu imatitius ulatafro bebeged acher. You cannot, this first case is something like, for argument's sake, you have a garment A, and your garment loses a corner. So now it was a four-corner garment with four kosher tzitzis. It lost one of its corners altogether. It became what I'll call for a second a five-corner garment, if you know what I mean, because by missing a square corner, it's got like one, two, three, and then four, five. Right? And you, instead of reattaching, let's say you lost, you don't know where that was lost in the subway. So now you have a funny-shaped, L-shaped garment, and you want to attach back a corner with tzitzis. Something like this. This is post-surgery. You can see the L-shaped garments in your mind's eye pre-surgery. These three, so to speak, corners are on. It's a lost support corner altogether. But now just keep in mind, what we're talking about here, this picture is this before the surgery, the big L-shaped piece was chayav and tzitzis already. So we're not walking into tasev lemana asli problems yet. You with me? Five corners. Okay. So a five-corner garment is also five and sixes. We said, just make sure you have to put it in the farthest four corners, whatever it is. So you put it, argument say here and not here. Five-corner garment is also five and sixes, instead of three. So this is our picture. Now, the case here we're saying is no good, is you want to attach a corner fabric that has a pre-attached tzitzis to it, string, and that comes from a different baguette. Okay? But again, we're not in Tasa Lomana Asi problem here, ostensibly. We'll see it in the locus in a minute. But anyways, because this piece is not, it was always five and tzitzis. So when you attach this fourth, then you have a four-corner garment, which always is five and tzitzis. Okay? The case is clear, right? The psak will be complicated, but the case is clear.
Saying you can put that piece on if it comes from another talus with tzitzis on it.
Right, exactly. Now the reason why is because of another thing, another drasha, which is says like this. Again, eni yachol likach hakanaf kamo shehu. You can't take that, prosthetic corner, so to speak, from their garment. In tzitzios, with a tzitzis cord attached to it. Ulatforo bebeget acher, and to reattach it to like the L-shaped, you know, injured, amputated tzitzis. Mishum, because of another drasha, the al kanfe digdehem bo'inim. Because the pasuk says, make the tzitzis strings on the corners of your garments, which means, to the best of my understanding, Hashem should help that I have it clear, it means, in English especially, I hope I said exactly precisely, when you're attaching tzitzis to a garment that needs tzitzis, you have to attach them as strings onto the garment, and not as a garment onto the garment. That is the... Right? Now, I hope... I don't know if that is... I hope that's right. No, not only that I hope it's right, but you can see this machlokas Magen Avraham Taz. I'm telling the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch. It's too complicated. You'll see. But anyways, it's a drasha saying that's no good. The drasha here is saying that's no good, because even if you don't have a problem with Tassel HaMenahasui, still you have a problem with not attaching it as strings to the garments. You're attaching a corner to the garment that's pretty strong. So it really is like Tassel HaMenahasui, but not, but for a different angle. It's not the angle of the garments when it became chayv and tzitzis, pitom, there are already tzitzis there. So you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of ta'asa and make tzitzis, was mina asui, was pre, you know, the tzitzis were there when it became chayv. That's not the issue, because this was chayv already. It's that the different drush of the corner you're adding is like a prefab corner, which is no good. The drush, you can't add a prefab corner from an exogenous, like from a different talus onto this thing. It has to be strings, attached to strings.
So you attach the piece of material without the tzitzis. But what about the other three?
So
that when you put this fourth one on, now it's becoming the
garment. So that it's the case is has to be that it already was the garments. Step one, this is a normal talus. It's a blue talus, okay? I call it blue. I just don't know blue here, but imagine a regular blue talus. Then you when the train leaves the station, you didn't chaf that it was hanging outside, attached to the platform, and it ripped off. And it ripped off perfectly at right angles, conveniently. So now you have an L-shaped blue talus, which with three strings on it, three tzitzis, and the garment itself is five and tzitzis. It's just that it's missing now the taka has five corners, and it's missing its corner. So you want to take from a red talus, I'm saying that to make it clear, and attach it on. So we're saying that's no good. Because you can't, the blue talus needs tzitzis, you can't attach from a red talus, you have to attach new tzitzis to it. You can't take from another talus and put it on like that. You have to attach it.
If you put on new tzitzis.
Yeah, you just can't. What you could do is first attach the fabric and then reconstitute a nice square garment and then add the tzitzis afterwards.
And these have no problem because this is already required. It was a beggar that required tzitzis.
Exactly, it always was. As opposed to this. What would happen in real life if you left your tzitzis hanging out the train, it would tear like this. If it tore like this, so there's it around the edge, so now it's a non-starter. Because this itself, these strings often have to be removed. Because right now, this blue talus, if you will, is not chayv and tzitzis. It only has three corners. That one has a five-corner. Five-corner garment is chayv. This is now three-corner garments. There's no corners here. And that's pater. So all the strings are no good. So even if this would be kosher, but so what? It's for sure tas of luminosity because you attach it to something that wasn't chayv at the time. Okay? Yes.
The
L shape, yeah, square.
You say it's not good, even in a case where that attachment was originally part of a bigger talus and it was put on.
Yeah, we're saying if it's a blue talus and attaching a red piece, not because of the colors, but because I'm saying from a different talus, yes, we're saying it's no good because of this drasha. It has to be attached to strings and not attached as a piece of fabric.
So even if initially that corner string was put up wrapped into a four-corner beggar,
then you cut it off. That's right. We're saying it's so good because of a separate drasha. We are not... Yes, right? But you attach the red corner to the L-shaped blue thing is no good because you're attaching to the blue-shaped garment is not a string but a corner. And that's not a film of al-kanta the game. You're not attaching it onto the corners. You're attaching a corner. but onto the corners.
But if you reattach the original,
that's going to be probably okay. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's what we're not talking about that case. What we are not talking about right now is taking your blue talus and sewing it back together, the corner back together again. We'll discuss that shortly. But that's not what we're talking about here. Okay? Because that will be the reason. Okay, yeah, good. Here we go. I warned you. This is difficult. It's difficult. Okay, so let's read the words again. Just upstairs. You can't take from the red talus, the corner, as it is with a tzitzis on it, and to attach it to your blue L-shaped talus is five and tzitzis, mishum, because al kanfei vigdehem, you need to attach tzitzis onto its corners, and not attach a corner, you attach it as a string, not as a piece of fabric onto its corner. Bo'inam. Okay? The kanavze lohayim ebeged ze b'sha'as asiya. This red corner was not part of the blue talus when you made it, and therefore it's not a fulfillment of that drasha. You're attaching a corner, it's an extraneous, exogenous corner, and not its own corner back to it. We'll discuss its own corner back to it shortly. So, now, verse of Beth and Hay. So he said, enu yachol, you cannot attach it, the red corner to the blue L shape. Now, I'm a Magen Avram Sifkat and Gibel. Mochach Medivar, it seems from it's clear from its point of his words, V'davka Kanaf She'ein Bo Shir L'Satef. What we're talking about here is where the red on its own is too small to be a talus in its own right, just a corner. But according to the Magen Avram, if you have, in other words, to illustrate the Magen Avram's point, if you have two kosher taluses, and each one had two corners of tzitzis on it, this talus, both are big enough to be talus, but they're separate. And I say, we'll attach them together, and look, the string is tzitzis on these two corners, tzitzis on these two corners, if I sew it down the middle, I'll have a four-corner garment with tzitzis on both sides. So the Magen Avraham says that is going to be okay, provided that in it, already this was five and tzitzis, and already this was five and tzitzis. That's going to be okay. Okay? We'll see the Taz is going to like this one bit, but that's the Magen Avraham's understanding. Right? The Asher B'Gemara, even though the Gemara says, right, afilu imhu machzik amal ama, the Gemara says, if that corner, you know, the red corner being attached to the blue L shape, even if it's an am by ama, the Gemara says no good, and that's obviously a very big corner, gam kenzeh dain eimbo shir itzifli today. He says, that's not a kash on the Magen Avraham, because the ama by ama is not big enough. We'll see shortly, couple simanim, that the size of a beged, how big it has to be. Let's just say for argument's sake, just to keep it simple now, that a beged, like a talus cut, it needs to be at least big enough to have, you know, be two amas long, so one in the front, one in the back. It's not exactly true, it can be smaller a little bit, but that's the idea. So it's only one amas, you can't fit it on the guy. You know, it's too small by itself. Okay. Aval hataz, the taz b'sif cut and gimel, Palig al zeh ba'osar. He says, no way. He says, this is all taz b'lo mina asli. You can't just... V'chin mash b'levush, and a derechayim. They say, no way. You can't take two half taluses that each one didn't have the tzitzis, and I magically attach them together, and now make one whole talus that has four tzitzis. That's taz b'lo mina asli. That's what he says. Because you're fabricating a talus, and ta-da! There is tzitzis on the corners already. The Magen Avraham says, no. Each one was a talus, and each one was a bar chiyuva. I didn't manufacture a new thing which now is five and sixes. It really was five and sixes. I put it together. That'll be okay. Says him. Okay. Fine. Now, again, so he said you can't take from the corner, the red corner, right, with its tzitzis. So im tzitzis, with its tzitzis, of a below tzitzis. If the red corner you wanted to transplant onto the blue L-shaped five-corner garment, mutter lethabro, you could attach it without a tzitzis on it. Imhu machzik al kolpanim shalosh etzbos al shal etzbos shalosh, as long as the piece is 3x3 etzbos, for reasons we'll get into later on. Okay, that is just a side point. We'll get there in the halacha. Hey. Okay. So to transplant a piece of red fabric to reconstitute a whole rectangular four-cornered blue garment, assuming that the blue garment before was you know, had surgery, was still chayiv, that's cool. Now you made it back to four corner garments. Three corners are there. Adding a fourth corner shouldn't be a problem. Adding a fourth corner should be a problem. It's still, it always was chayiv. And now you're adding the fourth string to the corner, which is adding as a string and not adding as fabric. So you haven't got a problem with the drasha. That should be okay. Is he what he's saying? Is what I'm saying clear? What he's saying clear? Okay. Mikol shar habeged ein tzarich lahatzir klal. And the other three corners, meaning the L-shaped blue thing, you do not need to remove those strings. Because again, remember, it always was chayv and tzitzis. If it wouldn't have been, you would have to. Now, that's what he says. V'davkin kodem shnis chaber la ha-kanaf hayagam ken bas chiyuva. It assumes that your blue talus before surgery was already chayv and tzitzis. Grown who nikra mimena ha-kanaf bi-igul. Whoa. No, impossible. Kagon shalom. For example, that when it was torn, it wasn't torn off in a round way, because it was torn off in a round way, the other picture. Of the nikra b'meta b'igul, if it was torn off round, now the garment went from being a four-cornered, not being a five-cornered, but from a four-cornered to being a three-cornered garment, in which case it's pata from tzitzis. So now, v'nas is bas shalosh, it's the three corners, with a liftra b'tzitzis, and that three-cornered garment is pata from tzitzis. And therefore, to add a fourth corner would be possible in Asri. So rather, what you have to do is tzarech lahatzir kol tzitzis ulatilam mechadash. You have to remove all the tzitzis once you make it to a four-corner garment, and then put them on again all new. Ach shnas is bas arba, once it's become a four-corner garment. Dilo, if you didn't do that, dilav hachi, habitasev lo mina asri. You would be over the, not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tasa making it, because it was mina asli, it was like prefab tzitzis. Clear? Is everything what I'm saying clear? Mighty confusing, I know. Mighty confusing. Okay, good. Okay. So now, Siv Katan Zion, he says, you're doing the Beged Achi, you're transferring from a red corner to the blue L. So he says, Avalim Yitzel Achabra Kanaf La Beged Shenikra Mimenu. Now, instead of going from a red corner to a blue L, you're taking the blue talus tor, and it tore in a way that square, let's call it, so that now the blue L is chayv and tzitzis, and you have a blue corner, you just reattach the blue square to, it's like a Tetris, to putting it back to its blue L. Afilu nikra legamrei, even if the whole corner is totally removed, b'lo nishtar kol shu b'chibur, has no attachment, not even the thread attached at all, ein tzarich lahatzir mimenu hatzitzis, you do not need to remove the tzitzis even from the blue corner. There's no problem tasa l'lomen asli. Mekivan zetzilas asiyaso b'beged zeh hayavakashas. When you attach it to this very beged, it was attached properly. Now, if you chose to the drash above of al kante digdehem, when you attach it to this, when you put these strings in, you attach them as strings, not as a piece of fabric with strings in them. So you're okay. Again, it assumes that when your corner is torn off of your blue talus, it was torn off in such a way that the blue talus remained chayv and tzitzis. Right? Basic kriya. Ukanal. Sif katan vav. Okay. V'gam davki makanaf mafsik al kolpanim shalosh. Also, the corner, the blue corner, has to be at least 3x3 etzbos, but an etzbos this big. It means like these three little fingers, but these three little fingers that big. Piece of garment. We'll see why in a minute. Less than that's not considered a status of a garment. Okay, we'll get there shortly. I believe so. I think it's anything but these. What? I believe so. Three little ones. Not three big ones. I believe so. Huh?
At what point does the piece turn off? You have there two diagrams. One is a square and one is round. At which point does the square lose its five? In other words, it's very, even when it's round, there's technically five corners. But it's not to say the corner, because the middle where they meet is not.
The corners have to be right angle. Oh no, it's not true even.
You see the two, here's the picture of the round.
The corner has to be straight edges. And Mishavur himself said he didn't know, but then some said Epsher may be a tefa.
Here's the corner.
Oh, the other one.
Now, see here, this round, but this is an angle. This is straight. This part here has to be right angle.
What? No, not it doesn't right angle. It has to be straight edges.
But what happens if this part is straight?
Well, we asked.
This round. This is straight.
Okay, that's a good question. It wasn't 100% clear how big the two straight sides of the angle have to be. Somebody said, I can't remember who, maybe it has to be a Tefa. Let's say that's a Tefa. So indeed, let's assume that. So is this yours? This is that Tefa. I'm assuming, look at that, that's an old mark from the right there.
Yeah,
Your assumption is correct. In other words, this is the shape of our garment. What I wanted to do. What I want to do is this. Your point is taken well. If it looks like this, and like this, and then this is round, that will still be fine. Okay, even though this is not a right angle.
So this part here, so this has to come. This is no good. This has to come.
1, 2, and 3. And here is 4 and 5.
This has to come out to send a tefa.
It wasn't clear, but let's say this has to be a tefa. This has to be a tefa.
At 90-degree angle or any angle?
No, it doesn't need to be at 90-degree angle. Yep, but straight edges. Straight. As opposed to rounded.
Oh, so this has to be at least a tefa this way and then rounded.
Right, straight. We want a straight piece. Right. Exactly.
Straight piece.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yes.
This is very
difficult. Yeah. I think I personally find this extremely difficult. Okay. So.
You know.
Today's day and age, I guess the materials are so cheap, you could just throw it out.
It's not Levi's at all. Who the heck would wear? Yeah, for sure it does. Okay. So let's summarize where we are, because in a minute all of it is thrown on its head on top of it all. But let's just understand what we said. Let's just sum up to now. The Shulchan Aruch says that you can't transplant from a red talus to a blue one. Everyone else, of course, understands I'm just doing colors instead of A and B, but less confusing, I think. You cannot transplant from the red corner to the blue talus. Even if the blue talus was a five-cornered, you know what that means? It was five the whole time. And even if, because there's a separate drush of Al-Kanfi Vigdehem, when you attach, which literally means on the, you have to put it on the corners. The drush is, if you put it on the corners, it has to be put on as strings and not as a piece of fabric that happens to have stitches off its edge. So to translate from a red corner to a blue L shape is no good, even if the blue shape is 5 and 6 the whole way through. It goes without saying that if the blue tzitzis, the blue baguette, lost its status of being a barfiyu, but stopped being a lost fourth corner and was down to 3, then it's a non-starter. Because by transplanting the fabric and making it a square talus again, now it's only now 5 and 6. So pitom, all the tzitzis that are attached to it are possible to not. That's okay. Okay? Then he said, if it's from the same begad, however, it's okay. That's what Lotzi says in the Shabura. It's okay, because when you attach each, assuming again, that the blue talus, when it was torn off, remained a bar fiuva, and it was torn off in a perfectly right angle way, that it was still out of 5 corners, it's highest. So to reattach the old fourth corner again is going to be okay. Because why? The main body always was a bar fiuva, it's not possible in Asri. And all four of the strings, when they were inserted al kanfei digdehem, they were inserted as strings, not as fabric that have that brings the strings attached. So you have everything is cool. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what the Magen Avraham's explanation. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the kol zeh, everything we said up to now, that's hula das Shulchan Aruch from the Magen Avraham. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, and Magen Avraham, the Sifkat and Gimel over there, his tongue Gimel. Aval hataz, the Sifkat and Gimel, the Taz says no way, Jose. He's posted she'ein nafka mina ben im hatsiruf lebeged acher or zeh gufa. I don't care if the toss if it's a blue corner back to all blue colors or red corner to the blue colors. No way. You're attaching two pieces of beged together. That's called tassel luminosity. That's not called making tzitzis. That's attaching. It is. You have to attach it as strings, and if once it's torn, it's too late to attach it back as strings again. So he would let you. The Taz will let you, if the L-shaped blue part is still chayav tzitzis, he would let you first attach the red corner without tzitzis string, and then attach a string to it. That would be fine, according to him also. But to attach a pre, like a Tetris or a puzzle piece, a prefab corner string, he says, I don't care if it's from the same garment or not. I don't care if you put it in properly. Now you're basically cobbling two things together. That's Taz sublominosity. So in other words, I'll give you just in other words, going back upstairs to what we said before, let's say for example you have this case, the two half kosher tzitzis. So the mug and oven says no problem. This is a kosher in its own right. It's big enough in order for tzitzis, and it has two. And this is kosher in its own right and it has two. Perfect. Put them together, and you got one big taz, everything's kosher. The taz, and that's what the taz's case is, this the taz in Oz Gimel is referencing talking about that case. That no way. I don't care that each half is a bar chiyuva, each was put in properly, only once a bar chiyuva. The way you make tzitzis is to add strings to corners, not add corners to other corners or halves to other halves. No way. So the Taz doesn't accept the whole premise. So here's the case, note, make a mental note. Here the Taz is saying, he's rejecting the Shulchan Aruch. There's no Ramah, it's the Taz on his own 2 feet saying, no way to Shulchan Aruch. And back downstairs here, the Mishnah Berurah says, again, he says, so Kol Das Shulchan Aruch Magen Avraham, but the Taz is in Sif Katam Gimel. Posuk She'ein Af Gamina. I don't care. Beinim Metzeruf L'Beit Acher. If it's from a red one, oh, is that Gufa? It's a blue back. Don't blue piece. Hakolhu B'Chal Tasa Blumen Asli. Putting piece of fabric back together and calling it out. Voila. Says this again. It's Tasa Blumen Asli. And the Mishabura Paskins V'Yesh LaHachmir. You should be Machna the Taz and not do this. V'Chem Pasuk Aderachaim. Okay. So in other words, bottom line is the sikkum of the Shaka Vitaria is the Shulchan Aruch says okay, it's from the same baggage, assuming you have everything was kosher. Magen Avraham defends it, and the Taz says no way, you can't attach two pieces of garment together and now have prefab tzitzis. You have to attach strings, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should be mocked with the Taz and not attach pieces together.
Mm-hmm.